April 7, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Lazy Troublemakers. Opening Prayer. Lord Jesus, indeed you are my hope and stay, the one who will always be trustworthy and never fail me. To you belong all the honor and glory. Hallelujah. Read Proverbs chapter 6. Warnings against folly. My son, if you have put up security for your neighbor, if you have shaken hands and pledged for a stranger, you have been trapped by what you said, ensnared by the words of your mouth. So do this, my son, to free yourself. Since you have fallen into your neighbor's hands, go to the point of exhaustion and give your neighbor no rest. Allow no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the snare of the fowler. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man. A troublemaker and a villain, who goes about with a corrupt mouth, who winks maliciously with his eye, signals with his feet, and motions with his fingers, who plots evil with deceit in his heart. He always stirs up conflict. Therefore, disaster will overtake him in an instant. He will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. Warning against adultery. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them always on your heart. Fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life, keeping you from your neighbor's wife, from the smooth talk of a wayward woman. Do not lust in your heart after her beauty, or let her captivate you with her eyes. For a prostitute can be had for a loaf of bread, but another man's wife preys on your very life. Can a man scoop fire into his lap without his clothes being burned? Can a man walk on hot coals without his feet being scorched? So is he who sleeps with another man's wife. No one who touches her will go unpunished. People do not despise a thief if he steals, to satisfy his hunger when he is starving. Yet if he is caught, he must pay sevenfold, though it costs him all the wealth of his house. But a man who commits adultery has no sense. Whoever does so destroys himself. Blows and disgrace are his lot, and his shame will never be wiped away. For jealousy arouses a husband's fury, and he will show no mercy when he takes revenge. He will not accept any compensation. He will refuse a bribe, however great it is. Reflect. Bring to God any worries you have about things you have said or promises you have made. Have you ever made a rash promise that you later came to regret? A promise to cover someone else's debts could lead to financial ruin. The writer advises anyone who makes such a mistake, as a matter of urgency, to take steps to extricate themselves from the situation. Proverbs contains both practical wisdom and a godly perspective on life. The industrious ant provides an example to follow. It works hard without constant supervision. Hard work and prudent preparation for the future are good provisions for oneself and one's family. The chapter goes on to give a divine perspective on behavior. 6 things that the Lord hates, 7 that are detestable to him, indicates the importance of the list and highlights the final item on it. Stirring up trouble in the community may sound less serious to us than some of the other faults here, but the Lord takes a dim view of those who cause trouble within his people. Laziness and troublemaking converged in the church of Thessalonica. It was idle people with too much time on their hands who caused problems within the fellowship. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 11. What disruptive actions have you seen within the church? Apply. Are there any positive contributions you could make to ease tensions or bring peace in your community? Where might you begin to do this? Closing prayer. Lord, I lift up to you areas of disunity in my life, asking you for wisdom and perseverance in being an instrument of peace.